It's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, and Crary Industries. Our first stop on Crop Watch in the Hannaford, North Dakota area, visiting with Dennis Haugen. Dennis, how's this crop looking?
Well, we're suffering from too much rain all of a sudden. Again, we had another 3/10 to a half an inch in the area last night. I was on top of the inch and a half to 4 inches we had on Friday evening, so we got plenty of standing water, and we need heat and sunshine, Randy.
Yeah. Were you able to get most of the crop in?
You know, we got to about 95%. We had some little bit of PP on corn. We had some other people in the neighborhood that had a little bit more. We're kind of right on the line, actually. North of us, not a lot of PP, and south of us, the numbers rise very quickly, especially when you get south I-94.
Also, was quite a bit of crop in the area that did not get harvested last fall.
There is south of us, and there's, I think some of that got PP'd to corn, PP'd to corn this year, and now they're harvesting last year's crop on that prevent plant ground. Crop development is slow. I was just looking on Endon this morning, and gosh, you know, we're 200 to 300, or maybe even more than 300 GDUs behind right now, behind last year, and we definitely need some heat and sunshine here to get this stuff going.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in Valley City, visiting with Barnes County Extension Agent Randy Greenike. Randy, crop kind of all over the board here in Barnes County?
Yeah, some of the stuff that got in early, some of that wheat is really moving along, and some late planted soybeans that are just poking up, so it's kind of really variable. But one thing, certainly on the corn side, we got those acres in, and they're coming up, but certainly we need some heat to move that corn along. It's definitely behind where we normally would be.
Was there a lot of PP in the county?
We certainly, some individuals had very high amounts of prevent plant, and others had not very much. So we'll see where that number shakes out. I'm guessing it's at least 10% and probably more. And for some individual producers, it's probably half or more of some of their acres in some of the worst areas.
One thing, too, is this crop is way behind, so it needs some heat.
It certainly does. Like I say, the corn is probably the most affected by that. But wheat, obviously, will tolerate the cool very, very well. So that's the crop that's really benefited from this cool weather that we've had. But soybeans and corn, and certainly in corn, we were just worried about maturity and getting full maturity so we can have full test weight and take advantage of this good corn price that we've got.
Weed control is probably top of mind right now.
Absolutely. We're kind of running up against that June 30th deadline for all these extend beans, and so we'd like to be able to have some favorable weather to get that on, and we'd like to stay away from some real high heat so that we don't have to worry about some volatility issues that are potential with those kind of soybeans.
Our next stop on Crop Watch at Stutzman County Extension, visiting with Alicia Harstead. And Alicia, looks like crops are doing fairly well here, maybe a little behind.
Yeah, we're probably a little bit behind, but for the most part, hopefully we get some heat this week, it sounds like. So hopefully the corn will really start to get going, and same thing with the beans. So overall, things are doing all right. It's just a little bit of a slow year this year.
Did they get most of the crop planted?
For the most part, yes. I mean, there's still some areas, especially in the southern part of the county, where there was a little bit more PP, but it really varied. It just depended on where you're at with last year's fall moisture. There were some areas that were a little bit on the drier side, and there were some areas that went into the fall wet. So those areas that were wet going into the fall, those are some of our more hit areas with where the PP is at.
Weed control is probably top of mind right now.
Yep, that should be everyone hopefully is out there scouting right now with where we're at with crops stages. It really should be thinking about spraying and making sure you know what's out there and putting together your weed control system for what's out there.
Especially with that June 30th dicamba deadline.
Yeah, which that's coming up fast. And, and a lot of our soybeans, they're not very big yet. So I don't know how much soybean spraying has happened quite yet. I think most of the wheat and corn is, for sure more of the wheat side, but getting done with corn and hopefully getting in the wheat spraying.
And our next stop on Crop Watch at Edgeley, North Dakota, visiting with Mike Brandenburg. Mike, driving south of Jamestown, there's crop kind of in all conditions the way it looks, even stuff that didn't get planted.
Yeah, Randy, we got a mess down here. There's no question. The kind of the common theme down here is we're below sea level. What's left is below sea level. There's no way we're going to get it seeded. I'm sure in our farm we got 20, maybe 25% we just can't get. I mean, it's just what it is. It's water and it's wet, and there's no chance of seeding anymore. We're past the planting date. And, you know, the land that was drained and you could get into it, that got seeded. And the land that was, you know, good heavy ground that produces is underwater. And it just keeps, you know, like last night, we got another 800. So just, so we're just right now trying to spray. And
the crop that did come, is it okay?
Yeah, you know, really some of that early stuff, some of the corn in the low areas drowned out, but all in all, that's pretty good. And, you know, I would say there's definitely the population stand is a little bit less, but it's still a respectable stand of what was coming up.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, and Crary Industries.